This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bringing a MyPillow to the North Dakota State Fair to personally hand to one lucky winner. And if you're not going to be at the State Fair, my first question would be, why? My second question would be, where do you live? Because I'll deliver it to you. And I am hoping for lots of answers to this question today on What's On Your Mind. Live in Medora, day two of our broadcast in Medora. Wonderful cook fest had wrapped up. Great time in Chimney Park yesterday. Huge crowd. It was fantastic. The weather even cooperated. It had been like a 100-degree day. A little thunderstorm rolled through. Temp dropped to about 83. A little breeze came through. It was just flat-out perfect. Flat-out perfect. So, good roundup of cook fest. We'll tell you about that. We have some of the famous stars of Medora that are going to join us on the show today as well. We have some FSA answers to questions you've had with one of the specialists from the FSA. So get your CRP questions ready. Somebody who prompted this was a listener that called and said, hey, I hear Congressman Kramer, I hear Senator Hoeven. They're saying this is fixed, that's fixed. I go to the FSA and they go, huh? So he said, what's going on? So we said, well, we'll get the FSA on. So they're on and they'll be here. And some things related to new laws that take effect August 1st in elder care that you should be aware of to get the facts, okay? And the AARP will be here for that. So we're going to do all that today on the show, but the most important thing, the big thing, is what we're starting with. In your mind today, it doesn't have to be exactly like today, but, you know, this summer, right now, the time in which we live, what's the big story? What's the thing you wake up every day wondering, is this going to happen or that going to happen? What is going on? My sense is, from a lot of you right now, depending on where you are, and this has been confirmed now, we have the worst drought in 17 years, by the, I guess, the stats they keep, but the worst drought in 17 years. So if you are living through that, and you're looking at balance sheets and costs and, you know, everything else, it's that stress. That has to be front and center, probably the reason you don't get to sleep until later than you usually do, and maybe wake up a little early. So that'd be an example of one. I guess if you're in the city and you know people on the farm, but you don't think it affects you. You just maybe it's fixing Obamacare. Maybe it's the price of your health care insurance premium, or the fact that your deductible is through the roof, or the affordability of care. Can you keep it? Will you have it? Those questions. That'd be an example. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I'm just curious, and the reason I'm asking is because we always want to make sure that we are working on your behalf. So if we know what's the big story to you, we know what the big issues are to you, then that's something that's going to be front and center for us. And I always, before the show starts, ponder that. You know, okay, here's what we have planned. And, you know, we want to get some information out there. We want to inform. We want to entertain a little bit. But, boy, I don't want there to be a blinking light on the dashboard and not to have that addressed here on the program. So pretty important. Weather modification is one. And some in drought country believe that, cloud seeding is causing the drought. They believe that very firmly. They've gone to their county and got changes made. Ward County now has dropped it. Yesterday on the program, we had someone from that world of weather modification. Doesn't mean at the end of the day you go, oh, okay, he's right, and I'm not worried anymore, but you at least heard from an expert and heard some answers and got your questions addressed, and we clearly need to do more on that topic. So whatever it is, let us know. And the incentive today is another MyPillow, the greatest pillow on the face of the earth. Just ask Hudson in our house. Just ask Herbie in our house, and they'll tell you, because they have one too. Well, of course, you got to give the pets a way to recline in style. But most important is for yours truly, because the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is your health, so remember that. Up to 50% off on whatever you'd like on their growing list of offerings, even beds now, my pillow beds for you and me, not even the pet pillow. And that's 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott. I have one. I will have it at the State Fair. If you're there, I'll hand it to you. If not, I'll deliver it to you. I mean, I'm always in every corner of North Dakota. Can't tell you that it will be by, you know, August 1st, but I'll get it to you next time I'm in your neighborhood. So how about that? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number to answer that question. 701-258-0550. And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd or I at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 for me, or 226-8503 for Todd. Big story. Most important thing right now, want us talking about it more. What is it? Just give me a word or two. It doesn't have to be a novel. Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. I was over at Jamestown on Wednesday to the Farm Bill listening session. And when I went in there, before I went in there, I made up a little packet of different things. So each one of our reps got a copy of it. I got one issue here, Scott. It'll take me a couple of minutes. Can you got it? You got that much time to read this?
You know, I'm not big on reading on the radio because it just sounds like you're reading. But just give me the cliff notes. Give me the highlights.
Okay. Remember the 14 years of no exports to China because of BSE in the USA.
Okay.
That's been talked about lately. Not once did I ever hear that was a Canadian cow that caused that. One Holstein cow from Canada to Washington State. About the same time in March, we had the news of the Brazilian rotten beef. Okay? I read that piece I made up at the farm meeting. My point was, this stuff has to change. Now, I got a question for you. Do you think it will?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think anything can change if enough people let their voice be heard and do something about it, right? I mean, I even think it's time to get Tea Party-like gatherings going again to awaken people of both political persuasions to what the people want and why Donald Trump and his election was a product of the failure of the Republican and Democratic parties of not doing what they said they were going to do. That's why someone who's never been elected to office before is there and giving the media fits because he doesn't do it like you're supposed to do it according to them. Is all a product of people saying, enough, enough. So I don't know that message has been heard, judged by the action so far. So, you know, I think anything could happen if enough people raise their voice about it.
Well, this thing I made up deals with unfair trade practices, and that just pretty well nails it as to why Trump was elected. And I am not convinced things will change.
Well, I mean, I'll guarantee you this, nothing will change if the action is to complain about it rather than to do what you did. Say, hey, I'm going to put together this packet. I'm going to go to this listening session. I'm going to make sure they see it. You know, and that's not enough. They got to hear from other people who agree with you. You can't be a lonely voice in the wilderness on it and convince them unless you're really, really persuasive. And but get others to be on your side and do the same thing and be heard.
My phone number was on every issue that I placed in front of them. You think I'll get a call? I'm not holding my breath.
We'll see.
Thank
now, tell
you,
me,
Scott.
Yeah, Gene. One last question: Is that the most important issue for you?
No.
What is?
Well, there was farm roads in that packet.
I'm asking when you get up every day, what's the big story to you right now? What is your number one concern?
Well, it's not the drought because we're on the eastern end of the state. I'll tell you what my main issue is. Is this nation going to survive? That's my issue.
Well, that's a good 30,000 foot issue. There's no doubt about it. I mean, again, I think if you're in the middle of a drought, you're worried about getting through this season, and you're thinking a little less about just the country overall. Not that you don't do both, but you know, the big priority, the number one thing, is kind of that crisis in front of you. But I think that's one we all ought to worry about. To say, okay, founding fathers, what they envision, what's happening now, because as Ronald Reagan famously said, you know, America's never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Think about that. Huge. Gene, great thoughts. Appreciate the call. And keep calling. Keep activated. Keep engaged in the issues. Appreciate it very much. Texter says the huge story is the monumental failure of the Republican majorities. It's funneled by the media's attempted coup and ouster of Donald J. Trump. Yeah, it's hard not to get wrapped up into both of those, and certainly the media battle with Trump. What's yours? Let us know. Text, call, email. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it is a miracle for West North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes a fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What's that? Todd has technical issues? Well, that's not a very nice thing to say. Oh, his connection has... I got it. Okay, all right. Todd is with us, but his microphone is, well, he's now with me in Medora. He's in Bismarck, the mighty 550 legendary voice of the Northern Plains, as a matter of fact. So he will be back with us momentarily once the uber smart technical engineering team gets that all figured out and lets us know what the heck is going on. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. One more segment here where I want to know the answer to the very simple question, what's the big story for you? What's the thing that right now you wake up thinking about? And if you're like me, I wake up and say, okay, where is everybody? All right, the kids safe, everybody, you know, I get that. I understand that. That's your world. You're understandably concerned about your family and your immediate circle. I'm talking about on things we can help with, concerns or worries or you know, the big story, if you will, that I got to get the answer to what the heck is happening on this at this time. So, let us know, and personally delivered my pillow. Yours. Personally delivered my pillow. We're going to be at the State Fair Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll be at the Dakota Flickertail stage. Friday, actually, for the show, we'll be under the big tent for the Call 811 Before You Dig Day at the fair. And the other days, we'll be actually doing the show and an after-the-show show. How about that? From the State Fair on the stage. So, come on by. And say hi, and if you contribute an answer to the question today, we'll put you in a drawing, and you might win a free MyPillow that I will personally deliver right there to the State Fair, or if you're not at the fair, to wherever you are. So I can't get any better than that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Tell you what, folks, it's fun in the summer. Sometimes family and friends come home. You get a chance to visit with them a little bit. And if you maybe have a son or, you know, grandson, and they're back, and they're working in, you know, Timbuktu, and you'd like them to be a little closer to home so you can see those kids and grandkids a little more often, just tell them, hey, I heard this guy on the radio talk about $32 an hour at companies in Williston and Kildare. And then write down this number and hand it to him and say, just call this Maria, because she's with Polar Service Center. And the folks at Polar Service Center are in need right now of a number of positions in Watford, not Watford City, in Williston, rather, and in Kildare. Certified welder, diesel mechanic, sandblaster, wash rack attendant in Kildare, and a certified welder in Williston. And great benefits in full health and dental, 401k. I mean, it's a good company. Maria is her name, and the number is 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. You tell her that Scott sent you, and go to town. Let's go to Garrison. I like Garrison. We had folks at the Cookfest yesterday in Medora from Garrison. Glad you came down. Michelle, what's on your mind? Did we lose our connection to Michelle? Michelle, you try to call back. Just saw her there a second ago. Tom in Jamestown. What the heck is going on? Are we having line issues now? These callers are showing up and going away right away. You see that, Manny?
Yeah, I did.
This is the same gremlin that's getting Todd there? Or what the heck's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well,
I'm investigating, sir.
You do some investigating and let me know what's going on. Call back in the meantime, or you can text us, too, at 701-367-2054. One texter says, Scott, what is sad is that we still haven't gotten rid of our senators and reps with more people like Trump. See, I think that's going to be interesting. I think if, in fact, Donald Trump is successful in getting his agenda implemented, there will be more people who will morph to be Trump-like. I think right now, as is typical with politicians, they are like, okay, we're not going to go too far out on that limb, and let's see if this guy sinks or swims. That's what's going on right now. I personally wish Trump would do more, for instance, on health care. You got this Dean Heller in Nevada who's been a pain in the rear on, he's a Republican in Nevada in a tough race, okay, this fall. I would love nothing more for Donald Trump to have a rally with 25,000 people at some big arena in Nevada and say, Dean Heller, health care now, okay? And the thunderous applause that comes with people there would cause him to go, uh-oh. So I don't know why Trump isn't doing a little more of sort of the Trump mojo to get out there and say, look, this is what we need in the way of change. Here's what's happened with Obamacare. Here's what this plan will do. And you need to help me to convince, you know, your senators to vote for this. So, and I think if more of that happens, then they're going to morph more his way. And then this person will get their wish. Thanks for the text. Tom in Jamestown is back. Let's try again here, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, the things that I would be most concerned about, that's why you wanted people to call, the things that are, you know, right on.
The big story, yes. Number one on you wake up in the morning thinking about it.
Well, outside of, you know, normal personal things, the main problem would be the situation with North Korea. And all the division that takes place in the United States makes it that much more difficult for us to deal with North Korea. And eventually we're probably going to have to do some type of military strike, just like George Bush did with Saddam Hussein. But it's extremely dangerous to have one person who could call the shots over North Korea as far as launching any type of nuclear weapon. And the other thing is the debt, the national debt. For whatever reason, all politicians on both sides of the aisle have totally neglected to talk about the debt. If we don't get a grip on the debt and we have any type of natural disaster that would inflame inflation, we're just going to be in a terrible, terrible situation economically. And yet it seems like even with our local politicians, Holden, Heitkamp especially, and even Cramer, who spoke pretty eloquently about that we have to do something about the debt, don't even bring it up anymore. So those would be my two main concerns.
Yeah, those are good ones. I have to tell you, I don't think a lot about North Korea, but probably should. Almost because, you know, you got a nutcase down there who's, followed a nutcase, and they just do what they do. So I guess in that case, you just say, okay, I'm glad we have the Pentagon we have now under a Trump rather than an Obama. You know, Obama would probably go down there and cut a deal. Clinton has cut some horrible deals, and we're going back to Clinton. There were bad deals that came back to haunt us on North Korea. So I just trust that, okay, we're going to go there. But you're right. That's certainly, of all the foreign policy issues, probably the most troubling, given what they've been doing most recently, and we don't do a lot about it. You know, good points, Tom. And certainly on the debt. Isn't it crazy? $20 trillion in debt. $20 trillion in debt. It is, it's just immoral. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I will say this. Trump, early on, I think, has shown a pretty good... a pretty good radar on at least getting the economy going by reducing regulation, tackling tax reform next, that will ultimately get, you know, I mean, the only way we get the debt down is grow the economy. So I think there's a fair amount of people focused on growing the economy, which in turn takes on the debt, but they don't talk about the $20 trillion a lot. You're sure right there, Tom. Appreciate that very much. All right, others welcome throughout the show. And again, every contribution, you're going to win. I'm jotting these names down. Tom and Jamestown right there. Okay? Gene in Valley City, and all the textures for a shot, so stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So we wrapped up Cookfest last night. Everything packed up, and the tent and chairs and tables and all the fun. We're headed for Watford City. You know why? They're doing the teddy bear picnic coming up here very soon, as a matter of fact. That's always fun. There's always something going on in Watford City. Always. So mark your calendar, July 25th, a teddy bear picnic for the birds. Kids of all ages. They do this actually at the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And they have a walking taco lunch, crafts and bird activities, goodie bags and bears for the kids. Neat idea. Really neat idea. So, teddy bear picnic for the birds happening in Watford City. They're doing the Watford Market coming up on July 27th. They're also doing Christmas in July on the 25th, too. So, a lot of things happening in Watford City, and don't forget, we have that Best of the West deal, and this is, I hope, encouraging you to plan a Watford City getaway. A lot of great places to see and be, and just take in the wonderful sights. The north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, I argue, is the best view in North Dakota. But there's also great places to stay. Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, long a staple there, and they've done some incredible add-ons, just beautiful facility. It really is. You're going to find hotels there as nice as anywhere. I always say that. But if you call, just say, Scott Hannon said, if I tell you Best of the West, that code, you're going to give me 10% off the lowest rate. So there's some great rates tonight right now, and 10% off. In addition, you get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. So, Best of the West deal, Watford City. Check it out. Tell them Scott sent you. We're in Medora today. Bach and Rock's Cookfest opened up, yesterday. And taking your calls, questions, and comments on all kinds of topics. Going to talk a little bit about the drought and some of the changes to CRP with the folks from the FSA, North Dakota Farm Service Agency, in a moment. This was something you requested. I wanted to share just a couple of more contributions. I'd love for you to keep these going because we're going to do this through the end of the show. So you keep telling me, and texting is the easiest way, Todd or I. Todd has issues today. I know, so pray for Todd. He has issues. not those kind of issues, technical issues with his what is it, Manny? What's the technical term? The pipe? The internet? We think it might be Midco's problem. So Midco.
Yeah, it's the old internet. He's having an issue with the old internet.
Yeah. So no, Todd. You know, and we had a lot of disappointed listeners. So Midco, get on it. Anyway, so they're working on that, and he'll be back. But you can text me at 367-2054, and Todd's getting this text. So 226-8503. Most important issue for you is what? Issue number one for me, says this texter, exposing the vindictive nature and bureaucratic incompetence of the Morton County FSA lending office. They are gleefully and single-handedly killing family farms in their service area. Ouch. Well, that's a good place to start with someone who is a conservation specialist for the state of North Dakota, the North Dakota Farm Service Agency. We're joined today on the program by James Hohalter. James, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. We have you on today because a number of our listeners said, hey, we hear when Congressman Kramer's on or Senator Hoeland's on, and we hear these things and these changes have been made to give us some relief in this drought time, and then we go to our FSA office and they don't know anything about it. And so we said, well, we'll get some folks on from the FSA and ask, is there a lag time between things being announced in Congress and the implementation at your office?
Normally we've been very quick with coordination with the Secretary's office and with Congress, especially with these emergency provisions. The Secretary just announced some new provisions late yesterday, and we had a call with all of our county offices immediately after that yesterday, so they were informed late yesterday of all the changes that took place.
All right, and walk me through the issues you're talking to producers the most about right now. I know initially we were thrilled that the CRP acreage was opened up earlier, and then there were some confusion over, okay, what's been opened up, but what kind of calls are you getting? What do you most want people to know right now, James?
Well, I think with what the Secretary announced yesterday should solve a lot of the calls we've been getting. Yesterday the Secretary announced that the wetland-type restoration CRP practices that we have in North Dakota have been opened up for emergency haying and grazing. That was one of the things that farmers and ranchers were asking for, and that happened yesterday. So the CRP participants can get into our FSA county offices and get approved for that, they can begin to hay or graze.
All right, so the different categories was a big part of the early confusion?
Correct. There were certain what we call practices under CRP that were ineligible to be hayed or grazed, and most of those have now been opened up. So that was probably the biggest issue that we were hearing about.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for James, you're certainly welcome on the program as always. 258-0550 is the local telephone number, 258-0550, or toll-free at 800-228-0550. You can also obviously text us and email us as well. What about the texter right before you came on, the concern? Do you guys handle the lending in your office as well?
We have other specialists that handle lending issues. I guess I'm not at all versed in that, so for me to say anything about that would be inappropriate.
And that one was specifically the Morton County office of the FSA, but I mean, the comment's pretty harsh. Gleefully and single-handedly killing family farms in their service area. Let me just ask you in general, is there given the fact the drought's pretty severe, worse than 17 years now in North Dakota, and I think probably worse than that in some portions of North Dakota, a challenging time right now. Tension's obviously high. What is your sense of the interaction right now and how folks are feeling?
Well, certainly, farmers and ranchers that I've visited with, there's kind of, you can see it in their demeanor, in their faces, the stress that they're under. And it's twofold. One that I see, or we talked about, are the financial aspects of how this is impacting the operation. But the other is the care and responsibility they feel for the animal husbandry to care for their livestock. And that's really a big concern for a lot of the producers, I think.
What do you want people to know about what you and your fellow FSA employees are doing during these trying times?
Well, we continue to try and get out as much information we can and to serve the folks as fast as we can. The timing of this new announcement with it being a Thursday afternoon and now Friday, I know the producers are going to want to get out there and harvest this hay as soon as they can, but be patient with us. We will take as many people and serve them as quickly as we can.
And what's the process? If they have some acreage they previously thought was not eligible, now it is. What do they need to do before they can start?
The CRP contract holders would need to contact our office and identify the acreage that they intend to release for either paying or grazing. And if they're not going to utilize it themselves, they would have to have the name or signature of a livestock participant as well that's going to receive that hay. And in addition to that, when they're making their application, of course, they would need to get their conservation plan modified in their contract to allow for that emergency haying and grazing.
Are there other measures under consideration, other requests that you're getting that obviously would have to go higher up for approval, but things that that you've heard about that would be additional help?
Not so much regarding CRP. Like I mentioned, the biggest request was for these wetland practices. Of course, we've heard stories about the cost of transportation to get that forage back to those in need. That information has been submitted to the department. I don't know where they're at in that process, but that may be something coming down the pike. I understand there's some state agencies as well that are working on programs for that. We have our livestock forage disaster program that is in place in 27 counties to assist with some supplemental payments for lost grazing that's occurred. We're going out next week to train counties or on that, those aspects of that program so that in August they can start taking applications from farmers for that.
All right, so it sounds like a good deal of other things that are still potential things in the toolbox that could help. But Texter asked the question, can a person who rents CRP for haying sell any of the bales?
That would depend upon the option that they select. If a livestock producer, and it has to be a livestock producer or a CRP participant, exercises to hay or graze under managed haying provisions, that hay can be sold. However, that would cost the CRP contract holder a 25% reduction in their annual rental payment. If they exercise the option to hay or graze under emergency provisions, there is no payment reduction to the CRP contract holder, but that hay cannot be sold. It can only be donated to an eligible livestock producer or used by the CRP contract holder themselves.
Bob in Valley City, not sure if this question is for our guest from the FSA or not, but I'll let you get in here quickly, please.
Well, this is not about that. I must have misunderstood the guy. But so you still want to take this call or what?
Sure. Just quickly, tell me what your concern is.
Well, I own a restaurant, and remember back when diesel was $4 a gallon, most restaurant supply people, when they delivered food to you, they charged you an extra $10 or an extra $7. Every time you delivered to me, that was like $1,400 a year. And now when diesel is down at $2.12, they're still charging it. And I kind of did a tentative investigation on it and found out that everybody that delivers anything in North Dakota, they've got this surcharge on their deal. And it's like $10 billion a year they're stealing from people who own businesses that using it as a supplement for income. Diesel, $4 a gallon, everybody understood. But now when
interesting. You're breaking up a little bit. I got the gist of it, though, and I remember those surcharges going on. So we'll continue to dig into that a little bit. Bob, appreciate that call. I imagine willing seller, willing buyer. Anyway, I appreciate the time today. James, North Dakota Farm Service Agency Conservation Specialist, Mr. Holhalter, we appreciate your time. Take care.
Like us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for answering those questions. And if you have others, folks, let us know, and we'll get them to those folks at the FSA and get your answers. More coming up from Adora.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing the importance of life jackets and knowing CPR.
You're out on the boat, have your life jacket on. You, your kids, your guests on the boat, wear your life jacket, because 77% of all fatal boating accident victims drowned, and of those who drowned, 84% were not wearing a life jacket. But you also need to know what to do in the event of an emergency. And so if you, especially if you have a boat, if you're going to be bringing people out on that boat with you, or you're taking your kid to the pool or taking other people's kids to the pool, know CPR. As a parent, there is no better thing you can do to prepare yourself than to go take a first aid and CPR class.
To find a first aid CPR course near you, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Just itching to give away this MyPillow. It's personally delivered this time, too. I'm bringing it to the State Fair, just assuming everybody's going to the State Fair, which starts today, by the way. And we'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Dakota Flicker Tail stage. So please come by and say hi. We have the show, and then we have the After the Show show. We're doing a really fun thing on Thursday. Energy, what's in it for you? Give me lots of examples. And that'll be from 11:30 until 12:30. And we have lots of free giveaways, including, listen closely, What's On Your Mind hats being revealed, unveiled for the very first time. So we'll want to see you there. Should be great fun right there at the State Fair. And I'll bring my pillow along to give away to some lucky winner. How you win the MyPillow is contribute to a answer to the question, what's the big story today for you? What's number one? What's top of mind? Brandon from Baxter, Minnesota sends this note. I work as an operator for a major oil company out of Tioga. Every morning I'm in the state working, I wake up wondering what the oil market is going to do today. Is the market going to go up, give us more space to do stuff, or are we going to have to cut back more on what we can do? So what it really comes down to is wondering what the future holds for the oil company I work for, good or bad. And, of course, you can follow it, but there's not much you can do to affect it. Although I would say I think some things that can be done on the international level. For instance, why in the world we did a deal with Iran and said, yeah, go ahead, you can compete with your oil and our oil. What in the world? Senator Heidi Heitkamp can never convince me that was a good idea, ever. And she voted for it. But it can be undone. So, there are things that can be done. So appreciate the contribution, Brandon and Baxter, and we'll keep on it. We're in Medora, North Dakota today. It's our happy place. We love being in Medora. And Justin Fisk is here. Justin, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Badlands.
You know, it seems like things are really cooking in Medora.
Yeah, they are. This is the point of the summer where everything is running so nicely, and we really have most of our attractions are all available now, whether we're talking about the Medora Musical, live music, all of our artists and residences, and this is a great, great time to come and spend some time in the Badlands.
I'm kind of a hotel snob. I have to admit it. I don't know why that happened, but, you know, my parents, when we were little, took us to Minneapolis all the time. We'd stay in really cool hotels, and I just got to be kind of a hotel snob. And so I'm not much of a camper. And, you know, the first time I came to Medora, I loved it. I loved the scenery, the beauty, everything else. But, you know, staying at the Badlands then was one step above camping. Now you've got it completely renovated. You got the Rough Rider in. I mean, there's the restaurants, there just seems to be every amenity you could possibly need here, plus all the beauty and history of Medora. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there really are amenities of all kinds of different levels. If you're looking to come spend some time in Medora, you've got choices from the National Park, which their Juniper Campground is, or their Cottonwood Campground is just beautiful. You've got the Medora Campground. You know, those aren't your flavor, but you go all the way up the chain, and you've got the Rough Riders Hotel, which is a great hotel with two options. You've got historic lodging, and that's pretty neat. And then you've got a more traditional lodging in the Rough Riders Hotel and Badlands Motel, and it's really a place where you can find something that fits perfectly for your stay here in Medora.
I'm staying at the Badlands, and it is great. It really is, and if the Rough Riders is really nice, 5-star right now as well, and I see TripAdvisor's giving it 5.5 stars too. So that's pretty amazing. What's going on? And the thing I probably heard the most about from people just chatting, saying, "Hey, how are you enjoying your stay?" was the gospel brunch. That is really a big hit, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the second year for our new Medora gospel brunch, and it really is a big hit. It's basically same kind of production as the Medora musical, but instead of at night, we do it in the morning, and you get a little bit of brunch beforehand, and it's a super inspirational show. I just took my family again the other day, and it just feels good to go and be a part of that. Just gospel tunes, a little bit of story about gospel, an inspirational message in the middle of it. And it's one of those things where people are hearing about it from their friends, and then their friends are bringing them, and they're loving it. So second year for the Medora Gospel Brunch. It's going really well. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings in Medora. And it's high production like the Medora musical, but so intimate because it's in a 200-person dinner theater in downtown Medora.
I hear the food's great, too.
It's really good.
Yeah, people at one point just went out of their way to say, hey, the brunch was really, really good. Where do people come to Medora from? Where's the biggest draw?
Well, we get people from all over the world in Medora. We probably see 500,000 to 700,000 people a year coming through Medora, mostly May through September. And a good chunk of those people come to the Medora musical. And of those people, about 60% are from North Dakota, and the rest are split up between Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and then states all over the nation. But really, it's interesting because being here in Medora, this is really North Dakota's playground, and everybody feels a little sense of ownership, and that's part of the reason it it is so cool because people kind of have a little reunion every time they come back into Medora. You can see the stress kind of come off them when they come around that corner at the Painted Canyon. I'm sure everybody has that same effect as I do, and you just go, ah, we're here. And so everybody owns a little bit of Medora, and I think that's why you see so many North Dakotans and upper Midwesterners coming to visit each summer.
So yesterday I got off the air, my phone rings, and it's a 507 number, so it's down from where I have a lot of family. I answer the phone, but I don't know the number. And it's a cousin of mine who's in Medora who heard from another cousin of ours that I was here because she was listening on the radio in Minnesota. And they were up here with like half a dozen couples from Minnesota. And said, yeah, we love this. We love coming up here. So I thought, wow, they're way in southern Minnesota. So that's great. The secret's not a secret anymore, and that's a good thing. Tell folks about Medora. Thanks, Justin. Good to see you.
Thank you.
More of our friends from Medora coming up on the show. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.